जय राधा माधव अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास हरि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम गुण राधा कुंजगिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी की जय। गंगमयी की जय। जमनमयी की जय। तुलसी देव की जय। भक्ति देव की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Maybe the ladies want to fill in more on this side so that people who come from that side will be okay. Just on the off chance that someone in management might possibly hear the rumor that I said this, that they're working on it, it's not working. Maybe you've heard the story that Prabhupada tells about the person who was trying to cook with the pot that was way up here and the flame that was way down there. Well, this book stand is sort of the opposite, because the person is way up here and the book stand is way down there. So basically, this book stand is there just for looks, just for appearances. It doesn't actually do anything. It doesn't actually serve any useful purpose, except to keep the book at an angle. But otherwise, it's useless. So maybe someone who's in charge of these things might possibly get the word and substitute for this useless thing something useful. I won't be around, but others might benefit. Maybe I'll be around next year. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Now it seems we're on fourth canto, ninth chapter, and there's text 34. Well, okay, except you moved it down, and I'm not down, except the picture.
Down.
No, up.
Oh. Sorry.
It only needs one of us to talk to him. Maya tat pratitam vyartam shikit. I mean, if you can do it, but I think most people won't be able to follow. Mayai tat pratitam vyartam shikit seva katayushi prasadya jagadatmanam tapasadush prasadanam bhavachchiddham ayacheham bhavam bhagya vivarjitaha. It is very difficult to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in my case, although I have satisfied the super soul of the whole universe, I have prayed only for useless things. My activities were exactly like treatment given to a person who is already dead. Just see how unfortunate I am, for in spite of meeting the Supreme Lord, who can cut one's link with birth and death, I've prayed for the same conditions again. Purport. Sometimes it so happens that a devotee engaged in the loving service of the Lord desires some material benefit in exchange for this service. This is not the proper way to discharge devotional service. Out of ignorance, of course, sometimes a devotee does so, but Dhruva Maharaj regrets his personal behavior in this connection. Cell phone check, please. If your cell phone is on, please turn it off. Text 35. Swarajyam yachchato modhyam mano ne bhikshito vata ishara shina punyena kali tanam ibadhanaha. Swarajyam yachchato modhyan mano me bhikshito bhata isharat kshina punyena halikara nibadhanaha. Swarajyam yachchato modhyan mano me bhikshito bhata isharat kshina punyena halikara nibadhanaha.
Sadhana
Chato Mahatma.
Shruti Bhatta, not Bhatta. Okay.
Swarajayam yachato murha.
Swarajayam yachato murha.
Service. Yachchataha,
from the Lord,
who was willing to offer.
Modhyat,
by foolishness. Manaha,
material prosperity.
Me,
by me.
Pikshataha,
was asked for.
Bata,
alas.
Isharat,
from a great emperor.
Shina,
reduced.
Punyena,
whose pious activities.
Palikaran,
broken particles of husked rice.
Iva,
like.
Adhanaha,
a poor man.
Because of my state of complete foolishness and paucity of pious activities, although the Lord offered me his personal service, I wanted material name, fame, and prosperity. My case is just like that of the poor man, who, when he satisfied a great emperor who wanted to give him anything he might ask, out of ignorance asked only a few broken grains of husked rice. Purport. In this verse, the word swarajyam, which means complete independence, is very significant. A conditioned soul does not know what complete independence is. Complete independence means situation in one's own constitutional position. The real independence of a living entity, who is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is to remain always dependent on the Supreme Lord. Just like a child who plays in complete independence, guided by his parents who watch over him. The independence of the conditioned soul does not mean to fight with the obstacles offered by Maya, but to surrender to Krishna. In the material world, everyone is trying to become completely independent, simply by fighting against the obstacles offered by Maya. This is called the struggle for existence. Real independence is to be reinstated in the service of the Lord. Anyone who goes to the Vaikuntha planets or Goloka Vrindavan
or Goloka Vrindavan planet, is freely offering his service to the Lord. That is complete independence. Just contrary to this is material overlordship, which we wrongly take to be independence. Many great political leaders have tried to establish independence, but due to such so-called independence, the people's dependence has only increased. The living entity cannot be happy trying to be independent in the material world. One has to surrender, therefore, unto the lotus feet of the Lord and engage in the original eternal service. Dhruva Maharaj regrets that he wanted material opulence and greater prosperity than that of his great-grandfather, Lord Brahma. His begging from the Lord was like a poor man's asking a great emperor for a few grains of broken rice. The conclusion is that anyone who is engaged in the loving service of the Lord should never ask for material prosperity from the Lord. The awarding of material prosperity simply depends on the stringent rules and regulations of the external energy. Pure devotees ask the Lord only for the privilege of serving him. This is our real independence. If we want anything else, it is a sign of our misfortune.
Again, if anyone's listening from the management, there's a wonderful thing available called oil. And it does wonders for squeaky hinges. Anyone here have any relationship with the management?
That's the oil right here.
That's the oil right there. Nisringa oil, mustard oil, what kind of... Okay. Om Agyavati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurn Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tathati Shapatatikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapata Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadhutam Parishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Pitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bhanto Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namaskute, Tapta Kamsha Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Krishna Kamsute Devi, Paramami. Banshako Pitabhu Jascha, Kripasanto Vivacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabodhityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Mayaita Prartitam Vyartam Chikitseva Gatayushi Prasadya Jagadatmanam Tapasa Dushprasadanam Bhavach Chittam Ayache Hum Bhavam Bhagyavi Varjita Swarajam Yachchito Modhyan Mano Me Pikshito Vata Isharat Kshin Punyena Pali Karan Ivadhana. Mayartha Pratit Pratitam Vyartam. I prayed to the Lord for something useless. Vyarta means useless. The necessities of the body will be supplied by the material energy. So there's no need to pray to the Lord for that. Nor is there a need to pray to the Lord for fulfillment of material dreams, because those dreams are also useless. Adyantavanta kante anateshu ramate buddha. No intelligent person, Krishna says, tries to enjoy those things. Mayaitat pratitam vyartam. I prayed for something useless. Chikit seva gatayushi. What is that useless thing? Just like medical treatment for a dead man. How much more useless could you get? I prayed for something which is as good as treatment for a dead man. That means that I'm a fool. Prasadya jagadatmana. I satisfied the jagadatma, the soul of the whole universe, tapasa, by severe austerity. Dushprasadana, that person who's very difficult to please. To satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not an ordinary thing. And I did it by austerity. And I satisfied bhavachiddham. Bhavachiddham means that person who can cut our connection to bhava, or material existence. Bhava Mahadavagni. Bhava means birth and death. So I satisfied that person who's able to cut the connection with birth and death. And what did I ask him for? Bhavach Chiddam Ayacheham Bhava. I asked him for bhava, birth and death. I asked him to continue my material existence. Because material benedictions mean continuation of material life. If I pray to the Lord, please give me this, please give me that, then I have to stay here to enjoy it. So I'm prolonging my material existence. I'm praying, I would like this, dhanam, janam, sundarim, kavita. That means I'm praying for something that's going to keep me stuck in material life. So I prayed to the Supreme Personality who could cut me free from material existence and prayed to him, please keep me tied. Bhagya vibhardita. That means I'm devoid of good fortune. Bhagya vibhardita. Svarajyam yachchato modhyam, by foolishness, modhyam, mudha, we know that word, by foolishness, because of being a mudha, mano me bhikshita, I asked for some material thing. Svarajyam yachchato, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's able to give swaraj. And Srila Prabhupada comments on this word, swarajya. In India, of course, this word is historically important because India sought to get rid of the British and have swarajya, independence. And of course, they did. But that independence is not actual independence. Prabhupada even comments that dependence has increased. Before so-called independence, India was getting its necessities from the land. Now increasingly, land is being abandoned in favor of
factories and other things. Or the land is dedicated to cash crops to increase the income. But that's not actual independence. There's so many independence movements around the world. Often they're engineered by vested interests. I want to take control of your country, so I sponsor an independence movement. I provide guns, I provide propaganda, I provide mercenaries, so that you can overthrow the government and establish independence, and then I can control your country through your puppet government. And the people are applauding, yes, we have independence. Happens regularly. Happens regularly. Or no foreign government is involved, only the local big shots are involved, and they make a big thing, independence, 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 and then they become the first president of the independent nation and loot the thing like crazy. That's another form of independence. And I'm sure there are many other variations of independence. But it's all illusory. Real independence means hitvanyata rupam, independence from this material body. Anyata rup means the false form that I'm stuck with as the reactions, as a reaction to my previous activities. To get free from that illusory form, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this body. And swarupena vyavastiti, to be reinstated in my real form as an eternal servant of Krishna. That's real independence. There's no such thing as independence, actually, for the living being. Because his nature is that he's contingent. His existence is contingent upon the existence of Krishna. His existence is dependent on the existence of Krishna. Everything he needs is dependent on Krishna. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bohunam yogadatati kama. Everything wanted by the innumerable living beings is ultimately supplied only by the one supreme living being. So if we want to cut ourselves off from that one supreme living being, we'll have nothing of value. If we want to have absolute independence, we'll have only illusion. And illusion means to be completely dependent on Maya. Maya says, let me give you independence. And it's Maya. What kind of independence will we get? You become independent and I'll kick you in the face. That's a good deal, isn't it? Modhya, because he's a fool. Because he's a fool. No such independence is to be found by depending on anything in material nature, on our material physical powers, our intellectual powers, our joint powers, collective power. There's no such thing as independence. But we do have a tiny potency for independence, and that's used properly when we surrender to Krishna. I'm independent, I can choose, I can do what I like, so let me surrender to Krishna. Then I become independent of the material energy. I have to be dependent one way or another. That's my nature. But I don't have to be dependent on Maya. better to be directly dependent on Krishna. Either the external energy or the internal energy, but the external energy is tough. External energy means avidya, karma sangyanya, shatiya shatiya shatiya, out of ignorance to work like a dog for paltry sense gratification. What is that paltry sense gratification? Dhruva Maharaj says, I approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead who could give anything, and I asked him for a little nothing. Vyarta, something paltry. A kingdom better than Brahma's. It's like approaching a wealthy man for some broken grains of rice. You go out and meet Mr. Mittal, Mr. Birla, some big, big man. Sir, could you give a contribution? Yes, anything you want. Could I have a handful of broken rice? That means you're an idiot. You're a fool. There's something wrong with you. Those men can give any amount of wealth. And if I go, sir, I don't have anything. Could you give me some broken pieces of rice, please? It's stupid. So Dhruva Maharaj is condemning himself. I was so stupid. Modyad means stupid. I was so stupid that I went through all this trouble. I got a bona fide spiritual master, and I got the means to actually come in touch with the personality of Godhead. I went through all that austerity. Very quickly I got to see the Lord. And then I asked him for this. Or that's what I had in my mind. If I didn't ask, he knew. This is what I was thinking. Could I get revenge on my stepmother? Can I get a big kingdom? I'll show them. Because of the mode of passion, I was bewildered. I should have asked to be engaged in his service. Praharshya Shyami Sanata Jivita. When the living being is engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he becomes completely happy. Then he becomes completely happy. Otherwise, all right, I'll stop here to take some questions. Yes. Microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Is Krishna more pleased when we pray for specific, clearly defined service opportunities, or when we leave it to him to decide and give us opportunities as he thinks fit?
I never asked him. Both are pleasing to Krishna. Can I do this specific service for you? Or can I do whatever you might like? Either one is pleasing. Yes?
According to what we learned today, it would seem that this famous verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, whether we are full of material desires or we don't have any desires, we should approach Krishna and ask him. It would seem that that verse is directed towards fools.
Of course.
But then my question is, how does that fit?
It's directed toward everyone. Fool, half fool, not fool.
Then my question is, how does that...
Akama means not fooled.
Right.
Sarva karma means fool. And moksha karma means half fooled or fooled by the last snare of man. So it's for everyone. If you're a half fool, completely fool, not a fool, whoever you are, you should engage in the service of Krishna.
So So then my doubt is, how does it fit in, or what I don't understand is, how does it fit in with the other verse that says that this Bhagavatam is bereft of any materialistic religion or desires?
Hmm. Because it's aimed at bringing the fools to the real point. All right, you're a fool. So even if you're full of material desires, engage in the service of the Lord. But it doesn't stop there and say, and that's the perfection of your life. Their preachers, that's sort of their shtick, if you will, their pitch, is that God doesn't want you to be poor. He's rich. He wants you to be rich. I prayed to the Lord and I got my mortgage taken care of. I prayed to the Lord and my health got better. I prayed to the Lord and I got a new job. You know, like those big billboards. I won the New York lottery. You know, that's their pitch. That you pray to God, and God gives you the stuff you want, and that's the deal. But Bhagavatam doesn't say that. Bhagavatam says, even if you're a mudha, and you want to pray for stupid stuff, pray to Krishna. But don't stop there. Bhagavatam doesn't stop there and say, and that's it. That's the beginning. All right, even if you have material desires, still pray to Krishna. But that's not very important. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajet. The real thing is tivra bhakti, serious devotional service. Then even if you're a fool like Dhruva Maharaj, you'll come to the point, I was such a fool. If you execute serious devotional service, then you'll come to that point that I was praying for this insignificant result. It was foolish of me. I should have prayed to be fully engaged in the service of the Lord. So Bhagavatam is teaching us negatively. And don't keep material desires like this. Something else. All the way in the back. Piche, piche. What made him realize that it was useless?
Yes.
Getting them. What helps you realize how useless are the things you pray for is getting them. You get the new toy, and after a short while you realize that the new toy was pretty useless. You get the kingdom, and after a while you're bored. You get married, and I won't say anything. It was that plus the mercy of the Lord. By the mercy of the Lord, Dhruva Maharaj, although receiving these things, also received the understanding that they were insignificant. That was Krishna's mercy. Atapite deva padam bhutam dvaya prasadale shana grihite vihi janati tattvam bhagavan. A person who receives a little of the mercy of Krishna can realize the greatness of the Lord. Something else? Or should we end on time? Wouldn't want to end on time. Yes.
Guys, if you pray to Krishna with material desires, does it improve your chances of getting?
If you pray to Krishna for fulfillment of material desires, will it increase your chances of having those desires fulfilled? If Krishna desires. Generally, it's so expected that if God is kind to us, then we'll get what we're praying for. But Krishna is such a person that he sometimes does the opposite. Therefore, people who want material desires fulfilled more often approach Lord Shiva. Because he's Ashutosh, he's very easily satisfied. Here we read that Krishna is very difficult to please. Lord Shiva is very easy to please, and then he gives you as much maya as you want. His wife is in charge of the material energy, so he gives. You want this, you want this, here, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. And he doesn't consider what's in the interests of the person praying, he just gives. So people who are foolish like that. But those who approach Lord Vishnu sometimes get the reverse result. That you want this, I'll take everything. And then you'll be actually happy. Anything else? Yes? When he saw Vishnu, his heart was transformed and he didn't ask him for anything.
Yeah, but then like Lord Vishnu pushed it on him. Okay, you want
yeah,
to
Lord Vishnu pushed it on
him. He didn't really ask him.
Yeah, Lord Vishnu is independent. He's independent. So he could have said, you wanted these things, but I'm not going to give you that. I'm going to send you back to Vaikuntha, where you'll actually be satisfied. But for our instruction, the Lord said, no, you wanted these things. So stay here for 37,000 years and enjoy them. That's for our instruction. Yes? Quickly.
Thank you, Sean. A karmi that works so hard to gain material wealth, is it just because of his good karma that he actually gains some material substantial material wealth?
Is it because of his good karma that the karmi obtains substantial material wealth? His so-called good karma. By pious activities, one gets wealth, one gets longevity, one gets good health, one gets a good wife, one gets a nice house, one gets prestige, one gets good looks, one gets all of these things by pious activities. And the result is that one becomes proud, one becomes bewildered, one becomes puffed up, one becomes burdened down, one becomes filled with anxieties, how to maintain all these things. One becomes anxious, one becomes frustrated because they're not, even those things don't satisfy us. So it's due to so-called pious activities. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Dvaite padra padra gyane manodharma e balo e manodharma. In this material world, this is good, this is bad, this is all mental concoction. Pious, impious. Asabrahma, this is all bewilderment. Good or bad, it's all bad. Prabhupada's example, first class prison cell or third class prison cell, which one's good? Neither is good. But we think that because of good behavior, now I'm in the first class prison cell. And that's not good. Prison cell.
Prison cell.
Hmm? I used to have iron shackles, but now I have gold shackles. By mental concoction and imagining that's better. No, it's all. There's no better position in the material world. It's all bad. Better or worse, it's all bad. Therefore, our real business is to be engaged in the service of the Lord and to go back to God. That's good. Absolutely good. All right. No, we're going to stop. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to you. Ooh, look at that.